it was a few years ago now, and I actually heard an Aboriginal man at Lake Mungo speak, and he drew a sort of clock basically, and said that, you know, we've only been on this earth, you know, for not even a few minutes compared to how long the universe has been here, and we're a smart species but also really dumb species, and we probably won't be around too long. And I just released a whole lot of emotional sort of angst, I guess, about that had driven me through my whole 20s to, you know, work in the environmental field. And I went, okay, in the whole scheme of things, you know, it's not the end of the world.
The connection to country for me is really personal because I was taken away from it at the age of 10 in 1975, and I never got to go back there again. And my mother died when I was in a children's home. My father died prior to my going in the children's home, and I was removed from a lot of my identity. So returning back to country meant that I returned back to family, and it enabled me to find out that I actually belong to something a lot bigger than what I am and what my world is, and that's my clan, my people, and a really large expanse of land, and really, really beautiful country. Yeah, the country represents my people, and my people represent the country. But also the language and all the culture, everything that we have and that we are. I'm a Barkindji man, and Barka is the river, the Darling River, and the Kindji are the people of the river. So I'm a Barkindji man, which means I'm a man of the river. So fresh water is my country and my people. And it means that I've got this connection with this body of water that gives life to thousands and thousands of kilometres of land, but also to, you know, thousands of people along the land or along the river.
I grew up on a farm, spent my early years on a farm. They were some of the best years I had, just where I was more in touch with things. In the cities, you're so encased and away and the reduction in sensitivity. And then we just sort of drive out for a picnic, but we're there, but we're not really interacting with anything. I was very close to the site of the 2003 bushfires. And that just made me think a lot about our vulnerabilities and what we're doing with everything, how close we're getting to places we shouldn't be.
Red robins herald winter. Cuckoo shrikes the spring. Lyrebirds are the noise of the winter. Colours change, clouds, wind. The smell, the feel of the air. That's what I like, the differences.
Wondering, because the old people are saying that the October weather is unusual for this time, and they were wondering whether it's like because of the business people with their factories and, you know, the pollution and all that has changed everything. It's not Mother Nature. And like when they tell the weather, it's like they read it by the stars or trees or rocks or something like that, whatever they do. And yeah, they said that this weather in October caught them by surprise completely.
My relationship with the environment started before I was born and will continue that path for the rest of eternity, for the rest of civilization as we know it. It might not be civilization as we know it, it could be a different kind of civilization. The environment is everything but space, but to me, I think it includes nothing as well. So I guess the environment is everything to me, and everything is connected. How I see the and am connected with the universe is from the really biggest thing to the really smallest thing. I love to think on the micro level, super micro level, then to as big as past the universe and beyond, and over time from it's all connected. As long as we don't make a negative cycle in the environment, as long as we keep propelling it to connect to itself, the better everything is.